Hello everyone, this is Monsef Afker and thank you so much for joining us today in this new call of Your Divine Uniqueness. And also very happy that we are starting today the new season with Vandana Atar-Ora. It's really a great way to start the season with this really profound energy that she always brings. And through the journey that she always guides us through, and also the guidance and wisdom that she shares with us. And the information that she brings that always supports us during the time that we are living in, and during which help us to embrace the energies that's coming through, and that's really helping us through our awakening journey. So really, really excited that she's here with us today, and also very excited to connect with you again. So after the holidays and the new year, so yeah, happy new year, even if it's coming to 2 weeks later. So before we start, I would love to tell you a little bit about what we will be talking about, and also about Vandana for those of you who are new to her. So today's subject will be Wise Woman Intuitive Energy Medicine, and it will be about connection to the divine feminine medicine that is really so powerful and can help us through the transition and that we are experiencing currently, wherever we are in the world. And also she will guide us on a mystical and multidimensional divine feminine empowerment soul mastery journey. So stay tuned for that. These journeys are really, really profound. We go very deep with her, and we can really feel the shifts and the energy through these journeys. And also we'll have a Q&A later on the call. So for that, if you are on the phone or the web call, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. And let me share with you a little bit about Vandana. So Vandana Atar-Ora was gifted her name by her spiritual teacher, Mata Amrita Nandamayi, affectionately known as Amma, the Hugging Saint from India. The Sanskrit word Amma means mother. Vandana was gifted her sacred name by her divine mother to embody the qualities of motherly love, benevolence, kindness, and compassion. She is the creator and guiding light of Vandana Light Healing, and is a divine channel, soul guide, angelic shaman, energy healer, mentor, and ascension teacher, whose sole role is to inspire and empower all sentient beings. And so with that, Vandana, welcome to the show. Very happy to have you back with us.
Thank you, Monsef. It's always an honor and a pleasure to be with you and your beautiful listeners. So happy No Fear New Year.
Yeah. I really love that.
That's my favorite new expression. I heard it the other day, and I just had to repeat it to everyone that I meet, because really we want to clearly focus on starting the new year off on the right foot, you know, with the intention of really clearing, you know, away any fear-based or ancestrally inherited types of programming, you know, that lock us up or lock us down, like literally in lockdown, this type of fear, you know, and so we want to bring in the, we want to really empower this nurturing divine feminine medicine, which is more intuitive and gentle, safe and non-invasive. It's also very respectful and compassionate and nurturing. It's sort of holistic medical care. And, you know, medicine can be for the soul, it could be for the spirit, could be for your physical, mental, or emotional bodies. But the idea is that we all are peaked. We all have different experiences of this pandemic for the last, almost a year now, which is scary to think about. And everyone, of course, I want to respect everyone's experiences. But, you know, we also want to provide a safe space and, you know, some type of a feeling of like a safety net or a shelter or a refuge for people to come and to gather. And that's why I offer these sacred gatherings every week online, which is such a great way for people to feel empowered and supported at the same time. So, yeah, we're going to, I've already invited in the divine feminine goddesses and priestesses because, you know, she is reemerging and Divine Mother is here making her way back to this planet to, to gather all her children together so we could really learn from everything that we've experienced, but really grow up, you know. But, it's Divine Mother is loving, but also sometimes she shows her love, she expresses her love in the form of like a tough love, you know. And so sometimes is the only way that we humans can learn to be kind of really, to really wake up. And this has been such a wake-up call, right, for the planet, for all of us, 7 billion of us together. So I wanted to offer some type of a relaxation treatment, like a feeling of being, you know, held by Mother and caressed by her, but also kind of just to reset our nervous system, you know, and it's almost like a, you can call it a soul spa sanctuary. And so that's where I'm going to be inviting all of you to journey with me today. So I hope that that helps to relax or regulate your nervous system and de-adrenalize you, you know, from all this hypervigilance and high alert, you know, the mental overwhelm, the triggers, you know, just the restlessness in general that's been playing out on the planet as we move into a higher dimensional reality into this age of Aquarius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I agree with you, like we need this nurturing energy, the divine feminine energy or the motherly energy, especially like you said, like last year has been a ride and like so many mm-hmm. things happening. We've been triggered and we've been called to heal so many aspects of us that were coming to the surface constantly, like in a fast pace. It wasn't like before, like healing things slowly. Mm-hmm. And also we were called to speak our truth, and having this energy mm-hmm. to support us and nurture us really can help us to stay grounded while we are dealing with the things that are happening around us, and also can shift our mm-hmm. perspective about the purpose of the experiences that we are having.
Yeah, definitely. So we can remain calm in the eye of the storm, right? And having this sense of composure, it's called equanimity, you know, in the face of the chaos and the unpredictability. So this is really, we've never seen anything like this. I mean, it's unsurpassed, and really never have witnessed all the things, all the changes, all the drama, but the old crumbling away so quickly to reveal itself anew, to be reborn, rebirthed anew. So this is a definite purging and a cleanup for sure, like globally, mm-hmm. so that everyone can feel it and experience it, not just some, but all of us together. We're all in this together, literally. But yeah, so today I've been playing a lot with the ancient ones, the elders, ancient Egyptian, divine physicians, magicians, priestesses, and like Osset, which is actually Isis, that was actually her official name, and then Sekhmet, goddess Sekhmet, Bastet, and the first female pharaohs and physicians that are not really commonly spoken of. They all practiced holistic healthcare. And still many of the herbs and the remedies that they practiced that were even discovered in the papyruses that were used for early like medical care in temples and in these pyramids, but really healing sanctuaries. They still hold up now, the natural holistic herbal remedies, the aromatherapies, all the different mind-body kinds of treatments are still relevant in this time, in this day, in this age. And, you know, we want to learn how to be more gentle with ourselves and with each other, you know. And this is a very kind, nurturing, honoring, nourishing, balancing medicine. And this is a form of energy medicine. So it's something that we all need, because we see so much aggression and division, and with this bifurcation of the timeline splitting apart, and there's so much conflict, yeah, and separation. So we want to call in, you know, the ones that can help to help us resolve all the tension and all the misunderstandings, right? So that's why we call in divine feminine energy. And this is not a, you know, has nothing to do with your gender, or, you know, if you're a female or in a female or a male body. It has to do with more of a quality. When I was tapping into or feeling into the energy of tonight's group in the session, I actually chose an oracle card, because I'm also teaching a psychic development intuition, Wise Woman Intuition program. And the oracle card that came up as Saket for everyone tonight. So whoever is listening, Saket is actually... she was known as a scorpion goddess that would treat like snake bites. So any kind of venomous, poisonous energies, negativities, you know, someone feels like sort of like they're under some type of energetic attack. She actually protected Isis when she was going to the underworld to bring back to life Osiris. So she protected, Isis and Horus, her son, and she also protects souls in the afterlife. So she came up as a form of spiritual protection for everyone, because I think a lot of us are feeling quite fearful and vulnerable. So I just want to let you know, to ease your mind and to soothe your soul, that you are all being divinely held and blessed by Goddess Saket right now in this temple of respite, rest, respite, and recovery, because we've all been through so much, you know, and not only in this lifetime, but in so many other lifetimes, when whether we were a priest or a priestess, you know, we're in, you know, between lifetimes, we may have experienced a lot of disempowerment, which made us feel shut down. So my soul role is to kind of like bring you back to life, to nurse you back to life with this type of divine doctoring intervention, but in a very loving way. So we treat the root of the pain, whatever form of pain you're experiencing, and not, you know, and not be forceful or disrespectful of everything that has led to who you are today. So that's what we're going to be doing today. We're going to be playing with this really gentle, compassionate mind, body, spirit, soul medicine. So it's a question of receiving this and feeling worthy and deserving, just releasing any ancestrally inherited type of womb shame, or, you know, any type of not enough voices that are still telling you that, you know, you don't deserve to live through this, or how are you going to get through this, or anything that has ever like weakened or depleted you or drained or leaked your energy. So we're going to call it all back tonight, so you can feel more empowered and inspired, more alive than ever before, healthier, more vibrant, you know, than even before the pandemic, right? So there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and we just have to stay strong and resilient. And that's what this type of very soft, gentle, nurturing medicine does for us. This is like a self-treatment remedy. So this is sort of spiritual medication. So this is what we're going to be calling in tonight.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And thank you so much for the group message, the group reading. And
of course. I think
it's really helpful, because when we know like we are supported, it really brings like comfort. And also I want to mention one thing is that whenever happens to us, and because many times when we feel those dense emotions or energies, we may judge ourselves that's maybe we are not enough, or we are in a bad situation, mm-hmm. or something, we are judging ourselves. But this is something that we all experience, and we have moments like that. And it's and we are clearing like energies, like you said, not only from this lifetime, but also from past lives. And it's how to say, a big responsibility that we are doing. So we just need to be gentle with ourselves, and also receive the support that is available for us in every moment.
Yeah, and just trusting, you know, that everything that plays out is just really a reflection of our own thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. So, you know, once we get clear on that, because everything is, we're attracting all types of energies to us much faster, where it's, we can't really run and hide. Like, where are you going to go, right? Yeah. I mean, there's really nowhere to escape. But we want to come back into our bodies and really ground all of this light, all this power, this energy, this life force energy, so much of it, you know, here, so much potential, so many amazing possibilities that are maybe not, you know, visible right now, but we know are on the way. And that something like this really maybe had to happen for all of us to wake up and create a better world for all of us, so that we can truly sustain, you know, this energy and have access to free, sustainable energy. And at the same time, also sort of become, you know, who we are. And this is done through all these natural earth-based remedies that are, you know, that are all around us, from our mother Gaia, our mother earth, Pachamama, you know, when we have all the herbs and flowers and trees and plant medicine, and this vibrational healing medicine, we have sound medicine, we have all forms of medicine that don't require, you know, artificial drugs or chemicals to be, you know, to treat us, to heal us. You know, there were natural colloidal, like antibiotics, right? So we have antibiotics, and they were like colloidal silver. This has been around. I mean, it's not like a new thing, right? And there are also the ancient Kemetic doctors used to use honey as an antibiotic, right? And even anesthetics, you know, there were no dangerous drugs that could be really toxic for a lot of people that are sensitive. So everything was natural back then, and they were all performed by the same healer, mystic shaman, was also a trained surgeon and doctor, you know, and astrologer, astronomer. Everything was learned in the mystery schools back then. Everything was integrated in a system of healthcare that treated the whole body, not just like separate parts of the mind or body, you know. So you went to one person who also would, you know, probably look in the papyruses and look for some type of what am I thinking of like a formula and like an amulet or a talisman, right? With certain prayers or, you know, you might call it like a ritual or a spell, because we know words have power. And then each person, based on their astrology, based on maybe numerology, their birth chart, you know, would receive a different prayer or a different sort of code or spell that they would either recite to attract the helpful spirits. Because what they believed back then in ancient Egypt is that they believed that if someone became ill, or, you know, whether it's a spiritual illness or a soul sickness that manifested in the physical body, that that was a result of negative forces or negative influences, energies, entities like that. Whether it was coming from their own polluted sort of like sick minds, or maybe from other negative energies that they were exposed to. So there was a lot of protection, you know, in these temples. When you were treated in the House of Life, or there was even a temple known as the Mansion of Manifestation, which I really like. So we're going to take you on a little journey in a moment into this very, very safe sort of incubation chamber, where, you know, you could really let go of the harshness and the aggressiveness of everything that's playing out right now on this 3D holographic screen in front of us. So we don't have to buy into it. We can really see through it, see through the veils of Maya, which is sort of like illusion or confusion, right? So we don't have to repeat those types of spells that were cast upon our ancestors, right? And we could feel like we have the right to speak up, to speak out, but also to practice our own brand of healing magic. And we can create miraculous outcomes. And we can trust that we are our own sort of inner doctor and pharmacist, right? And this divine prescription, you know, we're the ones that can write it by just rewriting our own Akashic records or our soul records, right? So it's just becoming completely aware, multidimensionally aware, and really clear on why we're here. And taking off, you know, the veils and the masks and dropping the armor, and just allowing yourself to live in the hearts of vulnerability. The wisdom, our wisdom is all within us. That's where everything is. We have it already. So it's not outside of us. So this is actually beneficial, this time period that we're living in, because it allows us to regroup, to reflect, to review our lives, and really, you know, kind of take a little journey inwards and see what's really going on, what we want to do with the rest of our lives and things like that, right? So we're actually the keeper of our own records and our own books of life. So this process is just growing up and becoming responsible, you know, to reparent ourselves and our own child's wounds. And we have the medicine.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, that's so beautiful. And so Vandana, I would love if you can guide us through the journey now. And then
I would love to, Mansef.
Okay. Wonderful.
Oh, great. So please find a comfortable space to just really breathe, and no particular way of breathing. Just really drop out of your head all the way down into your heart, into your gut. So we're going into the second and the third brain, right? So really breathing into your lower bodies and bellies, your hips, your tailbone, and just drop there and imagine that there's a beautiful white or diamond light that can cut through all of the density that you've been exposed to. And this light is revealing the true you, your true identity, right? So just let go, letting go, just knowing, trusting, envisioning. Allow yourself to envision what is your intention. Go ahead and set an intention right now. What type of poison have you swallowed? Have you been taken? Have you been taking, right? Have you been drinking? And how can you transmute that into medicine? So as an alchemist, how can you turn everything around, whatever it is that looks horrible and terrible, into a miracle? So as you're breathing, imagine that the room that you're in right now is starting to sort of open, the ceilings, the floors, the doors, the windows, everything is expanding, and you're just grounding and dropping into a different timeline. And I'm just going to invite in your helpers, your power protectors, your guardian angels, and the high priestesses, the magicians, and the first female physician. They're just coming in right now with your permission. And so notice how this feels, right? All of the doulas, the rebirthers, getting ready to unearth and rebirth the greatest parts of you that have been closed off from the world and from yourself. So let's invite in your higher self, your I am that I am presence, your goddess heads. And allow yourself to just stretch out your wings around your heart, around your womb, your hara dantian, your emotional feeling centers, and just breathe into this expansive, sweet stillness, the silence, this emptiness. So stretching out your arms and just grounding yourself all the way down into your body, feeling safe, feeling that you're not alone. You're not an adult orphan that has been left behind, that has been forgotten. You do count. You are beautiful. You are special in your own way. And allow yourself to just open and relax. I'm going to invite in the first doctors, the first female physicians, Pathashet Meret Patal, accompanied by the lioness goddess Sekhmet and the feline fierce, ferocious feline goddess Bastet, inviting in the celestial feline guardians that overlight you from Sirius, from Lyra, and that have been your familiar, been your spiritual guide and guardian and protector, even in lifetimes that you lived in Atlantis. And allow all of these divine deities to overlight you with just the right prescriptions and celestial star medicine that you need. Imagine that the room that you're in is just opening, moving, but you're still in your body. You're not leaving your body, but we're safely soul traveling in your own crystalline Merkaba, your light ascension vehicle, and your heart's wings are opening and forming a Merkaba, sacred geometric Merkaba, starting to rotate, spin and spiral, spinning out all the unnecessary energies, unrequired, the pains, torments, the burdens, all of that is just starting to release and loosen and soften. And that's all starting to move in a counterclockwise position. So let it just release and move out and away from the entirety and the totality of you and all the yous that ever were. And now breathing in and breathing back, whatever power tools that you see dropping down from your ceiling or rising up from the floor below you, or maybe flying in through the windows, through the openings, the closets, your pillows, maybe the ankhs or the amulets, or, you know, maybe some Reiki symbol, some protective symbol, some ancient types of sigils or symbols or hieroglyphics. Maybe your ancient name is coming in, your soul name is coming in, dropping in. And notice your room is turning turquoise and lapis lazuli. And the waters, imagine that you're lying in a pool of tranquility. In this sort of tank or a tub with showers above you, and you're already in this soul spa sanctuary. You're in the temples and the pyramids and the healing sanctuaries, the libraries. Everything is here to serve you right now. So the light of the sun and the moon is flashing down, sparkling, shimmering, pulsating, illuminating, and it's moving through you, sort of dancing all around you with silvery, sparkling light, iridescent, opalescent light. So just breathe that all in. Imagine that it's moving right through the pores of your skin, all the way into your own inner temple chambers, into the kingdom of your heart. Pyramids of rehabilitation, rejuvenation, and resurrection. Dropping now further all the way down into your enteric digestive system, so your belly. Breathing deeply and fully, slowly. Imagine everything that you have been having trouble digesting is now being digested and processed and cleansed and just releasing everything you can no longer stomach. Everyone and everything that you've been holding in. And notice that there's sort of a womb pod all around you. It's warm and moist, and it feels like it's just holding you in the womb of mother right now. Allow yourself to lie back if you weren't before. And if you fall asleep, that's okay. We're just going to cleanse, clear, purify, detoxify any unconscious pollutants, parasites, pathogens, infections, viruses of the mind, the body, the soul trauma. Allow yourself to just float in light, just to soak up that sun. And all the crystals, the gemstones, the lapis lazulis, the roses, rainbows, and the rubies from that eighth ray, the Buddha ray of creation. Allow your spirit eyes to open. And see if you can recall lifetimes of empowerment, empowering lifetimes. When you were a goddess, a priestess, a ruler, a leader, a master of divinity, mistress of alchemy, an enchantress, a prophetess. Notice how it feels to know and trust that you already have the medicine, your own divine prescription within you, deep within you. and allow all of this emotionally intelligent, elegant, opalescent light, this nameless light, to cleanse you, to purify you, to reveal your goodness, and allow it to wash over and through you, these rainbow lights, and your royal robes, golden garments being wrapped all around you. And just for a moment, relax a little bit more and more deeply, and notice within your lungs, your chest, you can breathe in all of this clean, pristine, fresh air, spiritual oxygen. Notice that your lungs are expanding and opening, moving all the way down your diaphragm, esophagus, your rib cage, your stomach lining. And just notice your priestess attendants caring for you, and Divine Mother coming in. Divine Mother hugging you, embracing you, and rewarding you for all you've lived through and been through, and for all of the difficult energies you've been exposed to. Calling in the Galactic Grandmother Elders, your psychic ancestors, the healed well ones, the shining ones, the radiant ones, the well ones who wish well for you always. And feeling that safety net above you, below you, and all around you. And allow yourself to start being bathed and cleansed with all of these homeopathic remedies, with milk, with honey, with lotus flowers, with these aphrodisiacs, and with the sandalwood, with frankincense, with myrrh, with all of these anointing oils from Goddess Isis, Sekhmet, Bastet, Hathor, all of the Lady Ascended Masters, the Divine Feminine Archangels, the Archeas, they're all coming in now. Transmuting the toxins and poisons into healthy medicine. Healthy healing medicine, restoring you, boosting, re-energizing your respiratory system, your immunity system, your digestive system, your endocrine system, your hormonal systems, releasing you from whatever doesn't belong to you. Your eyes are closed, your heart is open, your eyes are clear, remembering more and more images starting to back, scenes from many moons ago when you were a moon priestess. Notice that you may now be opening and hearing and listening to the most gentle of footsteps that only a goddess can make, coming for you, rescuing you, retrieving you, and rebirthing you, supporting you in a way that you've never felt before. And you're now being taken to an inner incubation royal chamber, right in the center of a very secret hidden healing space called the House of Life, and you're being shown all of these ancient sigils and symbols and hieroglyphics. Allow yourself to step fully inside. This is where you get to relax and let go and regroup and really receive all of the kind, loving, and compassionate medical attention. This miraculous healing intervention from the stars, from underground, and even from your inner Shambhala Earth Star chakra. So imagine that you're right inside, right in the center of all of this loving care, this kindness, relieving you of all burdens, all suffering. And as you open your eyes, notice flashes of light, ruby reds, rainbows, roses, the smell of roses, and a lavender flame, a mother flame is being lit and ignited, where you get to toss all your cares, worries, burdens, concerns, fears, doubts, anxieties, worries into the heart of this flame, allowing all of this to, all of these burdens to burn. To melt. And to disappear, to fade into white light. Notice in the air there is a scent of aromatherapies, and there are sacred geometries, there are crystals, there are gemstones, there are pools, there are mineral springs. There are cedars, tulsi, ylang ylang, oils being spread all around you. Lying back and just releasing everything that you've been holding, all the burdens. All the pain, all the sadness, the loneliness, letting it all go and releasing it, releasing them from your mind, from your body, all of those poisons that have been eating away at you. And now the doctors coming in, the first female physicians, magicians, spell makers, spell casters, protectors. Again, calling in the divine healing intervention team, the star medicine, these everything it is now being customized and created just for you. What is it that you would like to do? What is your intention? Give it all to these powerful, courageous, fearless, feline, lioness, goddesses, priestesses. And allow yourself going. You just call in the god Ptah, accompanying Meretz Ptah and Pesachet. Ptah is the mantra to open, to loosen the knots, the ties, the attachments, the cords, the hooks, the tags, the heaviness. Allow that all to open, loosen, unravel, tangle, and allow yourself to know that the Efita mantra that God Pata is now singing to you is literally opening your heart. And removing, liberating you from shackles, the bondage, the enslavement, and the imprisonment, even if it was self-imposed. So step out of all of those cobwebs, that all of the miasms, the dust, the stickiness, the muddiness, and see that all just flushing out of your system, releasing, discharging through the soles of your feet into these blessed baptized waters beneath you in these hot mineral springs. Just allow yourself to soak in this warmth. In the heart and the womb of Gaia, Pachamama. Removing, releasing all less than kind, unhelpful, non-beneficial, non-supportive, non-serving energies, frequencies, densities, intensities, anxieties. Letting them go one by one, dropping and falling away. Almost like the layers of an onion, one by one, just peeling off and away from you, stepping out of it. In this temple of renewal, respite, recovery, regeneration, rejuvenation. Seeing yourself young and carefree. Reliving a scene in your mind's eye when you were happy, carefree, youthful, and had no worries. Allow yourself to merge with these sweet sensations. You may hear sweet soul whispers of another version of you in the ancient temples of Karnak. Or wherever it is that you studied with Goddess Isis. And hearing the soul whispers, seeing the vapors, the smoke, this intoxicating, sweet, fragrant air blessing you, healing you, and Bastet purring over you. Sekhmet massaging and kneading you. Wherever it hurts, and extracting the imprints, the implants, and just seeing them all dissolving into thin air, detaching and unplugging from you. Lying on a bed of blue, pink, and white lotus flowers, soaking, floating, and just sinking into this calm medicine. And allowing the calmness to sink into, to enter, to fill you, and to free you of unbearable poisons that you can no longer live with. And the perfumed alabaster jar is now being presented to you from the feline doctors, anointing, attuning, and blessing you with the magic and medicine of fierce, fearless, and ferocious courage, confidence, and resilience. Go ahead and take this medicine as it's being applied and spread from the top to the bottom of you, in front and in back of you. This is a honey. This is a nectar. This is a floral remedy. It's being massaged into your skin, into your cells, into your muscles, into your tissues, into your organs. Allow your bodies to start pulsating and vibrating as these ointments, balms, and medicines are safely and non-invasively being applied. Palms of your hands, your belly, your hips, your lower bodies, soles of your feet, right over your heart, and allow again as you stretch your spine, your shishuma, inga pinglia, like your spinal cord. Allow the wings to start opening and spreading wide open in back of you, in back of your heart. And Goddess Isis is standing behind you and above you and spreading her wings, touching your wings, wingtip to wingtip. Fluffing out your aura, your bodies, your lights, your field. And this alabaster jar is now being emptied and spread over your temples, your eyes, your ears, sinking into your scalp, your crown chakras, warming, soothing, relaxing, regulating your emotional nervous systems now. Just bringing everything into fruition, allowing all your dreams to start manifesting, beginning to attract what you dream of, what you envision, and what you desire. Again, allow yourself to receive this golden Christed cup, this chalice of golden light. And it's being, this nectar light is being poured over you by Divine Mother, Galactic Mother, Spirit Mother, Earth Mother, Cosmic Mother, all the mothers of the world. Allow yourself to just slip into the world womb right now and allow this world womb to help you grow up. Nourish you, nurture you with all the right, the perfect ingredients, the remedies, solutions, the cures to your spiritual illness. And allowing both the feminine, masculine, yin-yang, female, male sides of you to start coming back into alignment, into balance. Healing disempowered feminine and masculine wounds. Trusting your intuition, your feelings, your emotions. And allowing the star shamans to just come in and brush comb and smudge you with sage and copal and palo santos and sweetgrass and cedars. And tobacco, smelling all of that holy smoke, smudging and brushing off any residual resistance to healing. And a warm and fluffy towel is now being wrapped around you. Again, it's divine, feminine, mothering, bodhisattva, nurturing energy from all the medicine Buddhas, the caretakers, the ones that overlight you from the central sun. All of these loving and kind beings are rocking and cradling you, swaddling you in blankets of unconditional love. forgiveness, acceptance. Allow yourself to just sink into this calming, nurturing presence. Sitting in front of the fire, this red, ruby, radiant Reiki energy. This Mare flame, the red, ruby, grounding flame. Allow yourself to just sit in this energy and just soak in it and bask in it. And envision the next phase of your life. What would you love to do? What are you ready to do? What are you willing to do? Who are you? And taking a moment to express this kindness, this benevolence, this undying love and gratitude for your helpers, for your protectors, for your life supporters who keep you well, safe, and present. You can give them a gift. You can make an offering to these ancient kinetic doctors, the first female ones. Allowing them to stay with you, to help you, to heal you, even in dream time. And just take a moment and knowing, relaxing into their presence. To this sense of reassurance in this temple of Isis, Heka, Sekhmet, Sekhet, Bastet, the Sikkim, ancient Egyptian power of powers, energy that you still carry in your Sirian star DNA. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Return back to this space of grace. And simply allowing your divine plan to unfold before your very eyes in its own wisdom and grace. And thank yourself for taking this journey with me today. And namaste.
Namaste. Thank you. Thank you so much, Vandana. That was really, really profound journey. And the energy it felt, it felt like a safe space, nurturing, and also where we feel like that all is well, no matter what is happening. It's all serving us in the end, and all is well. And we just need to allow ourselves to receive the support and energies that are there for us to nurture us. It was really loving space. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm glad, very glad, because we all have the right to be here. This is, we're meant to be here. We already have the medicine within us. It's hardwired within us, the strength, the courage, the resiliency, the resourcefulness, the creativity. We have all these solutions. We have a backup plan. We're stronger than we think we are. And we have the right to live, the right to happiness, no matter what. And this is a great time to just start planning ahead. Everything that everyone has been putting off and procrastinating and delaying, Now is the time to actually make a plan and do it. Follow your inspiration and your guidance. And know that you're worth it. So, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. We have also, in a little bit, we will also start taking questions from our audience. So everyone, if you are on the phone or the web call, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. And before that, I would love if Anton, we can talk about the program that you put together for our audience, the Wise Woman Intuitive Energy Medicine Program. It's really a powerful one, and I want you to guide our audience to the page so they can follow with us. So everyone, I invite you to go to the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/Vandana, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Vandana, V-A-N-D-A-N-A. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page or on the replay page, when it becomes available there. And Vandana, you are offering three packages. The first one includes 10 Wise Women Divine Feminine Nurturing Medicine Journeys. Then the second includes an addition, which is the Golden Isis Empowerment one-on-one private session with you. And package C is also very exciting and powerful, because in addition to package A and B, you included the three-week Triple Goddess Wise Women Medicine Galactivation Program and a five-week Shambhala Temple Priestess Training Program. So all of the programs feel really, really powerful and exciting. So I would love if you can tell us more about those and what our audience can experience in them.
Of course, Mansef, I'm happy to. So in this Divine Feminine Medicine Program, all you have to do is say yes and just basically receive it and digest it, this divine light empowerment prescription. It does all the work for you with its own intelligence, just like Reiki knows exactly where to go to the root of the problem, the root of the pain. As we know, pain may be inevitable, but suffering is optional. So you don't have to take that to bed with you. You can take care of your own whatever it is that is haunting you or bothering you. And the light, the divine light, does it all for you, basically. So all you have to do is listen to these 10 different activations, or I say galactivations, because they really contain this galactic solar light, this the light from the central sun, really. And we're all returning to that. That's part of the ascension process. But in the 10 MP3s and MP4s, there are audios and videos. You can just put it on before you go to bed or use it as your daily meditation. I know that many people, including myself, have had some challenges just sitting in silence. So this is a great background, because even if you don't hear and fall asleep word for word exactly what I'm saying, the light codes are still streaming through my voice. So you're still receiving exactly the medicine that you're meant to receive to really calm you down and get you out of this sort of emotional hypervigilance and restlessness. So you just listen to it anytime as a meditation before you go to bed. And while you're sleeping, the work is kind of being done for you, clearing out any unconscious blocks in the mind, in your thoughts, in your beliefs, and or any type of negative energy attachments that you may have been exposed to during the day. So in this package, Divine Mother takes many forms. So we have Kuan Yin with her lavender flame, temple transmission. So you get to go to a different temple every night of the week. This one is for mercy, forgiveness, and self-compassion, which is something that a lot of us are struggling with. because we tend to blame and take on the weight of the world on our shoulders when it's so unnecessary. So that is a good one. Another few that I really like are the solar silk light infusion for depression, frustration, overstimulation, frozen tension, emotional numbness, any type of heavy armor that blocks your light and your brilliance and diminishes your radiance. We also have star shamans, medicine elders. We have the spirit surgeons that come in from Lemuria and also from Atlantis. So they help to melt and unravel kind of sticky cords of attachment. We also have the galactic kachinas, which are like interdimensional messengers. And they help you also to receive greater insights also, or interdimensional sort of awarenesses that you might have missed if you were really distracted with everything that's happening right now in 3D. So all of these types of beings, these deities, these archetypes can visit you and perform a different type of divine healing, soul retrieval, or intervention. Even if you're unaware of it, it still works. Even if you don't believe it, it'll still work. That's the beauty of this divine light energy. Also, we have the sisterhoods of the light that I've added, the universal mothers who created the 144 light portals on the earth to heal and to rebalance your divine feminine and sacred masculinity. And also Mary Magdalene comes in with the Magdalena, Yeshua, ascension flame frequency. So we have the return of the sacred feminine that's paving the way for the full return of Divine Mother. And Divine Mother is the one that is going to gather all of her children together to usher in this golden age of oneness, unity, and community that we've all been waiting for and looking forward to. There's a Mystic Rose activation, and this transportation, or this teleportation, I should say. And this helps to resurrect your inner priestess and goddess. So it's about sovereignty and mastery and dignity and authenticity. So that's pretty much the 10 audios and videos. They are pretty long. They're all very, very thorough. You have a lot of energy processes, clearings, resets going on. So everything is done for you. You don't have to figure out like which one to listen to first or last. Just ask the wisdom of your body which one you need the most, which is the medicine that you need to take at this moment, because each one has a different form of energy medicine. That is package A, and that will last you a long time. You can listen in sections. You can listen with headphones. Mm-hmm. But best to listen when you're in a relaxed and peaceful, calm state. And then just let it just sink in and relax and calm you and shift you, really. That's package A. Yeah. Package B is a 30-minute one-on-one Goddess Isis empowerment session where you get to meet privately and confidentially always, because sometimes there are just certain things that are personal, could be certain childhood traumas that you're still living through that are being re-triggered in this timeline, the pandemic timeline, feeling disempowered, feeling alone in the world, feeling unsupported or unsafe. So I'm here to hold that sacred space and provide a safe shelter or a refuge in this sort of the eye of the storm, right, with a feminine type of frequency. So in this session, I'll be introducing and attuning you to particular ancient Egyptian goddess or priestess to help to release you from empathically absorbed energies or psychic cords, or maybe, you know, it could be, it's so intuitive and it's so different each time. We're really in the moment and we're just trusting that the right information, the highest information for your highest healing good always comes through. And also sometimes a record or a vow or a contract might come up, which would really give you a lot of clarity and really explain why you're being called upon to live the life that you're living. It could be ancestral. It usually is intergenerational, from when your ancestors might have been disempowered. So we're going to get to the core of, you know, what it is, so your life can turn into a blessing instead of a tragedy, and you could look at your life from a higher perspective. So basically, we'll be using all different types of wound care remedies. So laser lights, infrared, etheric acupuncture. We'll work with the Buddha Ruby Ray, which is a creatrix ray, so you can create something better with your life. So they're all different types of eye-opening ceremonial rituals. And they really help you to feel safe and comfortable, you know, being a magical practitioner, meaning, you know, just naturally attracting whatever it is with your spirit eyes and hearing your spirit, those spiritual whispers, you know, so you can become, you know, just feel more comfortable being more telepathic and psychic and clairvoyant and really releasing any shame around that or any shadows that make you feel disempowered or make you want to run and hide from your own gifts. So these are all super empowering. And in this session, the mini soul reading, it's only 30 minutes, but we do accomplish a lot. And we really break through a lot of, you know, barriers and blocks and blind spots that you probably were unaware of. So it's a reading. We'll look at your records and also assign you or attune you to a particular ancient Egyptian priestess, guardian, a power protector, who can really help to support you better. And also we'll see where which chakra is out of alignment, which is the primary chakra where you're holding, you know, all of the poisons in, you know, which chakra is causing you the most stress, illness, or imbalance. And also we'll take a look at your soul colors and which sacred stones to work with, which high vibrational crystals you might be a good form of medicine also to meditate with. So that's the Goddess Isis Feminine Empowerment, a medicine session. Really to help you to manifest, you know, the best kind of medicine for you. Everyone has a different type of medicine that they need at different times of their life. So that's Package B. And when you purchase Package B, which is a really excellent value, you'll also receive everything, all 10 MP3, MP4 audio video journeys. And by the way, each one is probably about 2 hours long. So right there, you have about 12 to 15 hours of journeys in Package A alone. But Package B, we really get to the heart of the matter, you know, and sometimes we really need someone else to, you know, scan us and to see what's really going on, but also to offer helpful suggestions and inspiration and a divine plan, an intervention plan. We need that because sometimes it's really hard to do that on our own, right? Because we all have our own stuff going on that might prevent us from seeing the truth of what really is most needed. So that's A and B. And then Package C is really great because I've included a 3-week Triple Goddess Wise Woman Medicine Goal Activation Program. If, especially for the caregivers or the caretakers, if you're always like people pleasing or caring for others and you've neglected your own health care. So that's mental, emotional, spiritual, and, you know, you're kind of like facing this burnout as a caregiver. These sessions will provide a kind of a structured daily self-care ritual. So you can learn how to practice safe spiritual hygiene to refuel, you know, to refuel your energy, to get back your sense of vitality and natural life force energy. So this is about also turning on and activating your intuitive abilities to trust your own spiritual discernment with all of the elixirs and remedies so that you can really trust your highest visions and not be afraid to really like kind of step into a higher timeline this year. This is a three-part triple goddess mentoring program. Very, very nourishing, super restorative, rejuvenative, and really has, you know, all the moon medicine that you can drink in. And it's really about transmuting the toxic poisons into life-affirming, self-empowering medicine. We all can do that because we all have a Buddha nature. So I explained in the program what you'll be experiencing each week. Each week you'll meet a different divine doctor in your own soul assigned healing team made of shapeshifters and you know, all of the types of doctoring or nursing that you might need. And you'll experience whatever it is that you're supposed to experience. So that's week one, week two, week three, you'll meet the celestial, blue Sirian star, medicine holders, the gatekeepers. You'll learn the mantras, the yantras, the mandalas, and also, learn how to sense the presence of spirit, you know, the spiritual helpers, the benevolent, kind, compassionate ones. So that's really important because many of us feel so alone and so unsafe and unwell in this time. We have all of these fears of illness. So this will really strengthen your mind, body, and spirit. You'll meet different types of bodhisattvas, mothers of the medicine Buddhas, white Tara, Green Tara, all the different Kuan Yin medicine holders. So that is the program that includes 6 hours of Divine Feminine Accelerated Light Medicine, 30 printable PDF instruction manuals, so printable transcripts and documents of meditations, transmissions, energy processes, that you can use to heal yourself, and you can also practice with a friend. So you could start spreading this medicine to, you know, all suffering beings, all sentient suffering beings. Part two is a 5-week Shambhala temple priestess training program because we all have that inner priestess inside of us. So this is an empowerment program where you, each week you move you travel upwards to your home planet, your birth star, into your high holy heart, Merkaba, and through your womb stargate and into your mothership, where you get to kind of reunite with your Lemurian ancestors, Atlantean ancestors, and all of the wise women that you've trained under. And this is to allow you to really not only rebirth your highest self, your true divinity and identity, but also to reparent the child in you, right? The hiding, scared, part of you that doesn't know what's going to happen next. So this is all, helping you to surrender, but also to feel empowered. So you'll meet your teachers, your guides, you'll also be a 5D guardian, as well as the intergalactic helping spirits that watch over you and travel with you from lifetime to lifetime and in between lives. So you'll visit the Himalayan ashrams, the mystical mountains, the caves, monasteries, libraries, sanctuaries, and all of the mystery schools that you studied in. Because you all are temple masters, and it's just a question of re-remembering this, you know. And here you'll go underground in a very safe, protective space and be introduced to your soul librarian, the historians that hold your records like Thoth and Hermes, also the inner Agarth and Hollow Earth librarians like Mikos. And you'll discover what is it in your soul biography or your soul histories, what is it that you can change and rewrite with the help of your Master Devas and the elementals and the earth Elohims. So this is about reparenting your innocence, really, but also really moving into your potency, your priestess potency, and your mastery. And so that is pretty much almost everything. I don't want to give everything away, but when you do get it, you'll be able to feel more playful again and more hopeful. You'll visit mystical Mount Meru, Sumeru, and the center of the earth, the heart of Lemuria. You'll be given 3 wish-fulfilling jewels or gemstones from King Solomon, Akbar, and Goddess Kishotin, and just allow yourself to receive, you know, all of the medals of bravery and courage and wisdom, because you've been through so much. But everything is safeguarded. Your whole soul plan is written in the stars. So it doesn't take too long to remember that, you know, your soul spark, your creative energy is just waiting to be fulfilled. Your divine plan is already in the making. So this is all the Shambhala Soul Sanctuary medicine that you'll be kind of studying and relearning and re-remembering. It has all the remedies and recipes that you need to really change your life, to feel more empowered and more inspired. And as a special bonus, you'll experience, you know, your original energy medicine, whatever it is, your lost light language, calling that all back from your indigenous light family. That is everything, pretty much. It's all about regathering, cultivating your strength, endurance, resiliency, your ability and capacity to master the art of alchemy, to really manifest everything in your soul plan that will help you and your loved ones. And this program includes 5 sessions. They're all MP4s, but you could also download them as an MP3, as an audio file. So you can just listen and receive this medicine at night or in the morning or when you're just in a very relaxed, open, receiving space. You'll also receive 48 printable PDF instructions in a manual, as well as unlimited email support from me. So if you have any questions, you can always contact me and you'll have my email address. As you're moving through this at-home study program from the safety and privacy of your own home space, right, you can always send me an email if you have any questions along the way. And so when you purchase Package C, you'll also receive everything in Package A, as well as a private 30-minute session with me in Package B. So that really is the best value, I think. So that is everything in my special offer.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much, Vandana. very grateful to you.
Sure.
For all the energy that you put into these programs, and I can feel that, and also it's really feel powerful and can be very helpful to our audience through this time. So very grateful to you, Vandana, and everyone. I really recommend to take advantage of one of the three packages that Vandana put together for us. I really love the work she does, the energy that she brings, and she is a person that I really trust and feel so honored to be able to share her work with you here on the show. And again, you can find the three packages on the page, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Vandana, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Vandana, V-A-N-D-A-N-A. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page, or later on the replay page. Beautiful. So, Vandana, can we take a few questions?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Wonderful. So, let's see. The first one from Tina from Lancaster. Hello, beautiful souls, Monsef and Vandana. I was just writing you and lost the message before sent it. I lost the message as I was asking if I was under attack and realized missing call. realized that the first thing I hear is Vandana talking about the card she pulled, and I was, wow, I knew
oh, I'm getting the chills
call
now.
Tonight.
Yay, Tina, go girl.
I have been very busy the past few days and had stomach expand in minutes before the call, and pain in spine at moments, feeling like old stuff showing up from past when I was under attack, wondering what Vandana has to offer me about this. Thanks. Much love to all.
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to have a session with you and assign to you one of the ancient Egyptian high priestesses of magic and protection, as well as alchemy and transformation, especially Sekhmet and Sekhmet, and of course Isis. It's really important to have a deity that you can call upon, that you can feel the presence of in your space, so you can feel safer, and also, you know, ask them for protection while you're sleeping as well. It's really important to have also a practice, Tina, so any type of daily ritual, whether it's a mantra or some type of a chant, I mean, that it really is important to have a grounded routine that where you feel more connected to a protective deity, whether it's an angel, an archangel, a spirit guide. And so I'd love to sit with you and hold you in this tender space of, attune you to one of the ancient Egyptian priestesses. So that, your life can feel you are a priestess yourself, and this is very, very important. Also to help to remove or unplug you from whatever type of negative energies that you feel are around you, whether it's ancestral, in this session we'll get to the heart of the matter or the root, so that you don't have to feel burdened or weighed down, or that you're disempowered in some way. So I'd love to empower you, and definitely I feel like package C would be the best type of medicine for you, because then you'd have all the tools and you'd have all, everything you need to strengthen and empower you. Yeah, so you don't feel under attack anymore. And a lot of that fear is also carried in your cells and DNA and even in your muscle memory. But a lot of it we have to realize is not really ours. It doesn't belong to us. So in a clearing session, that part of the session that we'd be doing in the reading, in the divination session, we'd also kind of cleanse those cords and unravel you from them so you don't feel like you have to carry them and be burdened by them. So that's really important. A lot of it is just superstitious fear, depending on where your ancestors are from. So it would be important for me to gather more information so that I could treat you better too in this session. Because once I know where your ancestors are from and we take a look at your records and your past lives, that'll reveal a lot of the reason why you feel subject to attacks so often. Definitely that's my recommendation for you, Tina. But I feel you, and you are very psychic, telepathic, and empathic. And I don't want you to be burdened anymore, right? So as an empath in this timeline, we really can't take on the sickness and the illness in the world, because that can truly weaken us and deplete us. So I have a feeling that you might have a tendency to do that naturally because you're such a loving, kind person. So we'll talk about that, some ways that you don't have to do that anymore consciously. So thank you, Tina. I hope that's helpful.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Vandana. And also thank mm-hmm. you, Tina, for your question. Much love. Mm-hmm. Let's see. We have Destiny from Michigan. Hello?
Hon? Hi, Mansef.
Hi, Destiny. Welcome to the show.
Hey. Thank you. Hey. Hi, Vandana. Oh,
hi,
so
Destiny.
That felt so good. That was such a nice process. And you know what you said to Tina actually sounds a lot like me. I am going
yeah.
through, I feel like it's my ancestral, like I've been dealing with aliens and demons. And right now mm-hmm. I'm at false gods, the false light gods.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
And I don't know if that's like through my ancestral lineage or what.
May I ask you a question? The first
yes.
thing they're asking
yes.
me to ask you is, how did you
sure.
identify this group of archetypes? Was it told to you by someone else, or did you, did your higher self give you these archetypes that you've just identified the names of?
I've been dealing with this for about 4 years, and it's almost like it's gone in stages. So I started out with demons. And then it went into mm-hmm. aliens. And now I know about the false gods because I didn't know what was happening to me. But I come into contact with another healer that had been through the same thing. Pretty much I had walk-ins and slam-ins, and I'm working on getting rid of all of them. And then now it was just like this other being. After I cleared out the slam-in, this other being came down, and it's a false god. He said it was a false god. But
right, but
like
I was just wondering, was it told to you by you or by someone else that these are the types of beings that were having an effect on you?
I kind of just grew to understand that that's what they are. Like,
okay.
Because I kept shifting everything. I'd clear one out and then it would shift to something different. And then it'd take me a time to figure
right.
out what the heck that was. It's, yeah.
Right.
So I'm just gradually kind of going in through everything, it feels like.
Yeah. 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 Are you willing to, Destiny, maybe look at these beings in a different way, or maybe not, maybe they're not. Are you willing to are you open to the possibility that it's not what you think it is, that this is not actually what's happening, that something else may be happening?
I would love to know that something else is happening.
And that it's not this group, and it's not
oh,
like it's actually something completely different. that's what I want to introduce you to and attune you to a different way of a different thought process or a different way of perceiving what's happening to you. Like, what if it actually is none of what you think it is? Because that just sounds very heavy and disempowering to believe
it
that that could
so
be true.
Heavy. It is like
right.
Hell. Like, I
so
feel like I have
we would just
hell,
have to
man.
Clear that so everything, all that is rich. So I use the rich tool, which is a command, and it's a you're demanding mm-hmm. your powers back, you know? And we'd be, in this session, we'd be calling back your power tools, like all of the scepters and the unks and everything, you know, that you already have. We're just like reintroducing you to how to use those power tools again, because they actually are in your field. I could kind of see them and feel them. And I just want you to hold that, you know, I want you to hold, take back and reclaim your sovereignty.
I'm kind of afraid.
There you go.
The fact that everything,
yeah.
Well, because everything that I've tried, like I've been through, I don't even know how many healers, and they get it to mm-hmm. take off. It goes away, and then it comes right back. Like literally, it's on me like white on rice, like just boom.
Right, because
right
you're the only one that could heal you. You are your own. You know what I mean? Like no one else can. Like everyone can make you feel better, like temporarily. But
yeah.
then you're right. If you have those disturbances that haunt you, your mind, you know, like most of it in Buddhism, like the 84,000 sicknesses and illnesses are all in the mind. So if you have those painful thoughts, you know, that disturb you, and you know, it's going to keep coming back. So I want to get
so
to the root of it.
Shadow. It's literally, it's almost
yeah.
like a shadow is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd want to get to the root of it. And also so you don't feel dependent on someone else, because that also is disempowering you. So it's like you keep like disempowering yourself, not meaning to, but because you think that you don't have, that there's something wrong with you, that you're attracting this, and there's nothing wrong with you. There's definitely nothing. You actually are just afraid of your own powers.
Mm.
It sounds silly, doesn't it? But
no,
it's illogical.
No, I believe
and
that.
It's emotional.
I believe
that. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow. So I wanted to get to like, what is that root? Like, where is the guilt coming from, or the shame? Where is the fear coming from about taking
my
back
ancestors?
Your own powers? I get where you're coming from, because I've had moments in my life where I would, you know, like take out my drum and my rattle, my power tools as a shaman, right, from other lifetimes, and I would start drumming, right, and then
yeah.
singing, and all of a sudden I got kind of scared, like, oh my God, I am super like powerful. And I was like, oh no, I have to hide and be small. No, you actually mm-hmm. don't. So I want you to start feeling comfortable and worthy of being that powerful, so you don't have to keep playing this game again. We don't have time to waste. We're like,
yeah.
you're ready now. And obviously yeah. this is not working for you. And all of those beings that seem to like be overtaking you are not real. So, I mean, I want to definitely work with you. I feel like we can
wow.
get to the core of this, because you are much stronger than you've ever given yourself credit for, or were even told, you know, that you do. Yeah.
Wow. Thank you.
I know. Linda. It's beautiful. I'm really happy for you. It's an opening. I feel I'm getting the chills now, the angel bumps, right? I feel like it's time for you. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Like, this is, like, ridiculous. Like, stop giving
yeah.
your powers away. And it's about boundaries, too, and spiritual discernment. Like, you can't always believe everything that everyone tells you. Do you know what I mean? Everyone, you ask 50 people, and 50 people are going to tell you, oh, yeah, you have this going on and you have that going on. And it's like, ah, and you can become more and more disempowered, more and more weakened,
yes.
more feeling more defeated instead of hopeful. I want to make you feel happier and like not only happier, but like
inspired,
stronger and more
empowered.
Hopeful. And in, yeah, 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 exactly. Because I know that it's inside you. I could feel it in my bones. And I want you to feel it in your bones, too. So thank you
yeah,
for
I
calling
want
me. And
I
hope
want
I,
too.
I hope we have a chance to play together.
Yeah, me too. Thank you so much for that. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Blessings to you.
Beautiful. Thank you, Destiny. Much love.
Thank you, Manza.
And thank you.
Thank you.
And also thank you so much, Vandana. Yeah, that was really
beautiful. Of course.
Beautiful.
That was awesome.
Thank you so much for the guidance you gave to the audience, for everything you said today, the guidance in the beginning and the really profound journey that you guided us in. That was really, really amazing.
Yeah.
And also
I'm so grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, beautiful. And I wanted to share that, you know, this is not only for an individual. You can share this. Like, I totally give you permission. You're allowed to share the programs with your friends and loved ones and anyone that's, like, locked up in this cycle of samsara, suffering, like Destiny just reported and Tina, right? And and looking for, like, help, but not getting any help, and actually feeling worse and worse and worse instead of more and more empowered. So that's why we invite in and teach people how to recognize and acknowledge the presence of their own divinity through these ancient Egyptian divine feminine medicine women, right? And these are all archetypes, but they're real. And they're actually a part of who we are, too. So I want everyone to feel that, you know, to feel more and more inspired and empowered every day and to share the message, you know, share this gift. And also if to play it, play the recordings of, you know, if somebody is really sick or in a coma or you think that they're unconscious and, you know, and they're just like in a really weakened, vulnerable place, just play the recordings for them. Just share them in an email or over the phone. I just wanted to bring that up so that more people can benefit from this medicine.
Thank you so much for that, Vandana. Really grateful for that permission. And again, thank you so much for the time you spent with us and for everything.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Mansaf. I really enjoyed being with you as always. And I just want to wish everyone a beautiful journey this year. And lots of blessings for good health and abundance and love and support, prosperity, and, you know, all the good things in life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Therefore, thank you so much, Vandana. And everyone, really thank you for being here, for sharing with us this beautiful space and sharing with us your energies. Also, thank you for those who asked their questions. And I highly recommend taking advantage of one of Vandana's packages, and you will find them on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Vandana, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Vandana, V-A-N-D-A-N-A. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page or on the replay page when it becomes available there. And you will find three packages. The first one, package A, includes 10 Wise Women Divine Feminine Nurturing Medicine Journeys. The second package includes Package A plus 30-minute one-on-one Goddess Isis Empowerment Private Session with Vandana. And then Package C includes Package A and B plus the 3-week Triple Goddess Wise Woman Medicine Galactivation Program and the 5-week Shambhala Temple Priestess Training Program. So with that, everyone, I'm sending you so much love, and I will see you on the next one. Bye-bye, everyone.